ERCOT taps the brakes on batch study process, written by Tom Kleckner and read by an automated voice. With the 232 gigawatts of large loads seeking to interconnect with the ERCOT system having clearly broken the process that we had, CEO Pablo Vegas said the grid operator's proposed batch process, or cluster studies, in most managed grids will provide clarity and transparency to data center developers. He told his board of directors during its February 9-10 meeting that the batch studies will change a process that is very different than what we've had before by reserving capacity on the transmission system for the large load's future use. Today, that is not the way it works. It doesn't work here, and it doesn't work that way anywhere in any grid in the U.S., Vegas told the board. What we found is that the processes that we had set up were really designed for a system where we were seeing interconnections in 8 to 15 a quarter, to where we're now seeing 80 to 100 in that same time period. ERCOT staff have proposed grouping together large load requests to be evaluated, rather than relying on the current individual studies and transmission service providers' conduct. The studies will determine the amount of requested load that can be reliably served each year over a six-year period, and the transmission upgrades needed to accommodate the full load requested. The grid operator plans to begin the process with a batch zero study to transition from the current process. It will file a protocol revision request codifying the process and bring it to the board for its approval in June, followed by the Texas Public Utility Commission. If all goes as planned, batch zero will begin by late summer. ERCOT originally planned to request a good cause exemption from the PUC to begin the batch zero study in February. However, after a February 3rd workshop with stakeholders left many open questions to be decided, PUC Chair Thomas Gleason said, the commission directed the grid operator to tap the brakes on its effort. A top-down, ERCOT-driven process where there isn't a lot of input from stakeholders is really not the way to do this, Gleason said February 11th during an industry conference in Round Rock, Texas. I do believe that we'll end up with a better outcome from getting all that information on the front end rather than being kind of centrally controlled by ERCOT and the PUC. The grid operator will continue to gather stakeholder input through the large load working group, stakeholder workshops, and the stakeholder-led technical advisory committee. Batch zero will set the foundation for the subsequent studies, which are to take place every 6 months. Another NPRR will be filed to codify the ongoing batch process and brought to the board in September. We heard the PUC's message loud and clear. We need to keep the pace going on, Vegas said. This work continues to be an important part of supporting the economic growth that's coming. We need to ensure that we have a more robust and a very scrutable process that's going to benefit all stakeholders. But we can't do that at the expense of expediency. Board approves Tier 1 project. The board approved a Tier 1 project previously endorsed by TAC, a $117.4 million, 138 kilovolt South Texas Electric Cooperative Transmission build. The project will accommodate a 300 megawatts ammonia plant near Victoria on the Texas Gulf Coast. The project is expected to be in service in June 2028. The board also elected Vegas as CEO and ratified ERCOT's officers, confirmed TAC's 2026 leadership, and signed off on the updated market credit risk and corporate standard, which removes references to the Reliability and Markets Committee after it was dissolved in 2025. The consent agenda included three protocol revisions and two changes to the planning guide. NPRR 1304 incorporate the other binding document procedure for identifying resource nodes into the protocols to standardize the approval process. NPRR 1305 add the other binding document counterparty credit application form into the protocols to standardize the approval process. NPRR 1311 correct an error in the calculation of real-time reliability deployment price adders for ancillary services when ERCOT is directing firm load shed during a Level 3 energy emergency alert under the RTC+B protocols, ensuring final ancillary services prices cannot exceed $5,000/megawatt-hours. PGRR 127 outline the additional generators that may be added to the planning models to address the generation shortfall introduced by the implementation of House Bill 5066's requirements and increased load growth. The PGRR would also add a supplemental generation sensitivity analysis for Tier 1 regional planning group project evaluations to minimize the effects of the additional generation on transmission project evaluations. PGRR 132 clarify that new resources must interconnect to ERCOT through a new standard generation interconnection agreement.